This is section 4 of Take Charge of Your Life, You and Your Credit Record. In this section, we'll be discussing why a good credit record is important, how to maintain a good credit record, and what to do if you're having credit problems.
Gene, in the previous section, there were several references to credit reports and credit records. Can you tell me about these reports? Who keeps these records, and how do they get the information in the first place?
The report comes from the credit record kept by the credit reporting agencies. Sometimes the record is called a credit file or credit history. This report is composed from the record of all your credit transactions. When you borrow money or buy something on credit, that information is sent to one or all of the credit reporting agencies. That file is updated monthly with the payments you've made or not made. The records are maintained by credit reporting agencies. They're firms whose business it is to house the information sent to them on a regular basis by the firms with whom you do business.
Why do they need this information?
The credit reporting agencies do not themselves use the information. They maintain these records, keeping the information on file so it's available to lenders who use it to help them determine whether or not to extend credit to you. This information is used as part of the credit scoring process. Many employers will review an applicant's credit history before hiring, and some insurance companies will review credit before quoting insurance rates. This gives you some idea of why your credit record is so important.
Can I see my record? I might want to make sure it's accurate.
Yes, the names and phone numbers are at the end of this section. You'll need to give them your full name, address, Social Security number, date of birth, and the reason you want the information.
You mean I could get it on the phone?
Perhaps, but initially they may tell you they'll get back to you. They do this in order to verify and protect your identity. Would you like to know the kind of information that's in your file?
Of course. Does everyone's file have the same kind of information?
The same kind, but the figures will all be different. The first part of the file has to do with identity.
You mean like who I am?
Yes. Your full name, your address, your job, date of birth, and your Social Security number.
Where did they get all that information?
You probably remember filling out an application when you wanted to open an account. That kind of information, along with references, names of your banks, names of firms with whom you do business, is often a part of the application process.
Okay, but how did they get it?
Either by phone, when the firm where you applied calls them, or from a copy of the application sent them. Busy firms frequently send applications to the Bureau and receive completed reports many times a day. The information is kept up to date because of arrangements with firms to report their account information to the Credit Bureau at regular intervals by computer. Information they send to the bureaus includes the name of the firm, the date they opened the account with you, the highest amount of credit extended you, the present balance, the amount past due, if any, and the usual manner of payment.
Wow! What if I haven't been making payments on time?
When that is reported, it too becomes part of the record. If you owe a lot of past due balances, if you have had accounts listed for collection, or if you've been sued or filed bankruptcy, then you may not be able to get a new credit account.
How long does the bad information stay on my record?
An accurate answer is until it's paid, or until the firm reports that satisfactory arrangements have been made. The only accurate derogatory information ever removed from a file are legal items of record, such as suits, judgments, and bankruptcies. These items are deleted after 7 years. This is a ruling by the Federal Trade Commission. They govern the production and use of credit reports.
You mean if I paid a bad balance, they wouldn't take it off?
No. They'll show it has been paid, but it's a permanent part of your record, just as the good accounts are.
Suppose I had been out of work or sick with no income.
Things like that do happen. There are some people who can get into trouble pretty fast if they have this kind of problem. You could ask for an interview at the office of the Credit Bureau and explain your circumstances. They would make a record of what you said, and it will be part of your file. They'll probably suggest you get in touch with the local office of the Consumer Credit Counseling Service.
What happens when people get really far behind and can't pay their bills?
Unfortunately, that does happen to far too many people. Sometimes, not because they can't pay their bills, but because they don't. You may recall that in the first section, we talked about the cost of credit and how easy it can be to get credit and how hard it can be to make the payments.
I guess we really have to watch ourselves.
Yes, a lot of people have problems handling credit wisely. Here's some information about some of the causes of credit problems, which may help you. Excessive debt usually comes from wanting and getting everything now. Debt ties up your future income. Debt can be expensive. Interest payments work against you. Use of credit cards can lead to overspending. By simply having a credit card, a person is likely to spend 34% more.
Really? 34% more? That's scary. Why is that?
That happens because people will charge things they wouldn't ordinarily write a check or pay cash for. Here's some other stats you may find interesting. Over 1.2 million people in the U.S. filed bankruptcy last year. The main cause? Credit cards. This means 137 Americans filed for bankruptcy every hour of every day. There are over 500 million credit cards in use today with outstanding balances exceeding $400 billion. Credit card delinquencies account for about 3.5% of all account balances.
Do I really need to know this?
Yes, because those of us who pay our bills end up paying for those who don't. That's part of the reason for the high interest rates and finance charges.
So what happens to these people who get themselves in trouble? Is there some kind of help for them?
Earlier, we mentioned the credit counseling services. They have offices nationwide in almost every town of any size. There is an 800 number at the end of this section, which you can call to find out about the service closest to you. They offer you effective solutions to clean up debt problems. Usually, there is no charge to you. They receive their money from the firms they work with.
What kinds of things can they do to help?
They help you realize that to get yourself out of debt, you must make some serious decisions. Here's what they can help you do. The first thing to do is to become determined to get yourself out of debt. Make a pledge that you will do it. Immediately stop using credit cards or going into any more debt. Determine exactly where you are, how much you owe, and to whom. What is the total amount of your debt? Develop a repayment plan. If necessary, seek professional debt counseling through the credit counseling services. They can help you do this. Don't hide from creditors. An open discussion of your circumstances can go a long way in obtaining help in resolving debt problems. Only consider bankruptcy as a last resort, and only after discussing your situation with a professional debt counselor. A word of caution. Be sure you use a service listed by the National Credit Counseling Services. There are lots of scams out there promising to clean up your credit record. They usually call themselves credit doctors or credit clinics. They'll charge you hundreds of dollars for what you can get free through this legitimate service. There is more information about credit repair scams in the section on fraud.
Can you tell me a little more about the, what did you call it, the credit counseling service?
Yes, that's the right name. They're a nonprofit organization supported by local firms. Their business is to help people who've not been able to pay their bills as agreed. They will call the firms with past due balances, explain the reason they haven't been paid, tell them the person wants to reestablish his credit record, and ask them to take smaller payments over a longer period of time.
And the creditors will actually do this?
Usually, because they know from experience that the counseling service has already worked out a budget with the customer, allowing living expenses and other necessary amounts, and applying the balance to the payment plan agreed to by the customer. In many cases, the paycheck is brought to the office to be cashed.
You have to give them your money?
Yes, but not all of it. You give them an agreed-upon amount to use to make your payments. What you give them is deposited to a trust fund until the next month, and the payments will be mailed by the counseling service to all the firms for whom they're handling accounts. How do you feel about your credit record?
I think it will be good. I don't have many accounts, and I try to pay them every month, but it is good to know what to do if I get in trouble. Thanks for giving me this valuable information.
The authors for this section are Brad Barber, president of Members First Credit Union, Brigham City, Utah, and Helen B. Sawyers from Salem, Oregon, former owner of two credit bureaus.
Here's the information about the credit reporting agencies where you can request a copy of your credit report. Equifax, 1-800-685-1000. 1111. Experian 1-800-422-4879. TransUnion 1-800-888-4213. To find the counseling service nearest you, call National Credit Counseling Services 1-800-966-3328.
The next section, Section 5, is called You and Your Money, Part 1. It's a discussion about sources of money and banking.